From above planet Earth, golden lights shoot up across the continents. Large gold letters fly around the planet and form the word Universal across the front of it. www.universalstudios.com. Bright sunlight flares behind the curved edge of planet Earth, moving backwards away from the planet as the word Universal flies round and settles across the front of it in large gold letters. Beneath it in white letters, an MCA company. A drop of clear liquid falls in the darkness. It lands and sends out ripples of dark water tinged with golden light. The ripples form the word Imagine. Beneath it, Entertainment.
Let's sweat!
A dance exercise class.
Come on! That's right, shake it, honey, shake it! Oh yeah, like a pony, I'm a pony, I'm a pony! Don't you feel like a pony? Don't you feel like a pony when you sweat? Oh yeah, yeah, go, do it, come on! Here we go, one, two, this is my favorite exercise, come on!
An overweight man dresses at home.
Macho! Macho! Oh! I'm a pony! I'm a pony! Yes! Come on, let's go! Do it! Come on! I'm voguing! You can vogue! Come on! Can you feel it?
Titled, The Nutty Professor.
Oh! I'm gonna have an aneurysm! Oh! Oh! My calves are burning!
Daytime, people walk about the grounds of a college campus beneath blue sky. Two suited men go up the steps.
This is our science department, the genetics wing. I'll remind you that we are the man.
Two hamsters come out of an air vent in the wall. A young man and woman are sitting on the lawn in the shade when a hamster goes up the trousers of the man's outstretched leg. The man looks down as it moves about his groin area. The woman stares, then turns to the man and smiles. A horde of hamsters comes out of the door. More come out of a vent into a classroom. Most of the students run. Some lift their feet up off the floor. Students run outside. More hamsters cross a pedestrian crossing. A car skids and crashes into the front of a parked car. Inside, a suited man stands frozen with hamsters on his shoulders and in his jacket.
Get Clump in here now!
Professor Clump.
Morning.
Hey, Professor.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
Hi, Professor.
Morning.
Morning, Professor.
The overweight Dr. Clump smiles as he walks through campus. He goes up a flight of steps, swinging his briefcase.
Morning.
Clump reaches the top of the first flight. Oh. Clump walks along a path, then stops and stares at the crashed car. Beyond it, the students run out of the college and around the grounds. A Wellman College sign has hamsters all over it. One runs around the inside of the O. More hamsters swarm over a newsstand. One pushes between the legs of a man in white boxers in an underwear poster. A gardener starts his leaf blower, and a hamster flies out of it, into a woman's sandwich as she lifts it. Another hamster flies into a woman's mouth and she falls over.
Oh, my goodness!
Clump stands and watches the hamsters and people. Clump walks into a lab.
Professor Clump, the cages, what happened?
That is the most peculiar thing, Jason, because I distinctly remember locking up last night. I locked these cages and I picked up my portfolio and turned around to the lab.
Clump nudges a lever and all the cage doors drop open. The students quickly close them again. Clump looks down.
Yeah, I must have grazed the switch. Yeah.
Shelly's the only one that didn't get out.
Oh, good. Well, I'll go tend to Shelly, and you students take care of this. Excuse me.
Hello, Shelly. How are you today, my little powder puff?
Yeah.
A very overweight hamster.
Sir, you may want to take a look at the latest test results. I'm not sure if I'm reading them correctly.
3 ounces? She's lost 3 ounces since the last feed.
Must be some kind of mistake.
DNA restructuring sequence.
No, 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 Jason. Her entire molecular structure's been realigned. We've done it. This new formula is working. It's actually reconstructed Shelley's DNA.
My God, she lost 20% of her body fat in one feeding. What if we up the dosage?
No. One step at a time, Jason. We don't want to jeopardize Shelley. We'll keep the feedings as scheduled.
Okay.
Excuse me. I'm very late.
Come on, students. We got a lot of work to do and don't have that much time to do it in. Trying to win the grant here. So as our senior used to say, let's get busy!
Plump nudges the switch on his way out, and the cage doors open again. Richmond sits in his chair with his hands folded. He watches as Clump tries to squeeze his backside in between the arms of the chair on the other side of the desk. Clump perches on the arms, then exhales and drops down onto the seat.
Comfy?
Quite.
Anything I can get for you? Juice, coffee, rack of lamb?
No, sir, I'm fine.
Richmond sits still and stares. Clump fidgets.
You did want to see me about something, didn't you, sir?
Well, Professor Clump, allow me to answer that question by posing another. Why are you trying to destroy my school?
Beg pardon, sir?
Do you know who Louise Vindovic is?
Oh, surely, sir. She's a lovely woman who so generously donates money to help us fund our science department.
Ooh, close. Very close, but wrong. See, she was a lovely woman, and she used to fund our science department. That was before she was hospitalized for nearly swallowing a gerbil.
Not gerbil, sir, a hamster. Gerbils are more streamlined, and hamsters have a tendency to be fluffier. And the male hamster's scrotum has a tendency to be disproportionately... Never mind.
No, those National Rifle people are right. If I had one now... Bang.
You know, sir, I like to concentrate on the positives. Actually, what Miss Vindovic witnessed was 5,000 healthy hamsters bred from a genetically deficient hereditary line. It's actually very exciting.
Do I look excited, Clump?
No, you don't. You don't look excited at all, but maybe you might be holding it all in, your excitement, not wanting to express it.
Now, listen to me carefully, you fat tub of goo. For years, you've single-handedly alienated every wealthy donor we've had. Air conditioning schools are outdrawing us. We've lost so much money, red is our school color. Inner city schools have better computers than we do. Bosnia wants to give us money. Now, I'm going to set up a meeting with Harlan Hartley. Clump! Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
Hartley is the last rich alumnus we've got. And he's a science fan. And he's considering donating a $10 million grant to this school. And I want that money, Clump. Your job depends upon it. I'll let you know how to handle it since I'll be watching you. Now go.
But, sir, I don't know if you should.
Now, you see, right back there, just before you said, but, sir, right there, that was the end of the meeting.
Well, I guess I leave. You have a pleasant day.
Clump struggles to pull his backside out between the arms of the chair. He stands up, picks up his bag, and heads out. Richmond sips his coffee, which a hamster hanging off the light above it dropped droppings into. Richmond pulls a face.
Grace, the cream has turned again.
The hamster drops into the coffee, and it splashes all over Richmond, who stares at it.
All the equations that you learn during the course of your studies here, this equation shall be, I promise you, the most helpful throughout the course of your study, because this equation fundamentally breaks down what DNA is composed of and what components of DNA.
Clump's stomach rubs out the writing on the board.
I seem to have messed myself. I mean, I haven't really messed myself. I mean, I messed my shirt up. But make sure you read chapter 4 in your textbooks on genetics, and it's gonna be a pop quiz on Wednesday. There's a pop quiz. Pop quiz.
Clump dusts his shirt off as the students leave. When the room's completely empty, he looks around and opens a desk drawer with stationery goods in it. Clump looks around the classroom again. He pushes in the top part of the drawer, revealing a stash of chocolate bars underneath it. Clump picks one out and closes the drawer. He looks around again, then opens the wrapper and pulls out the chocolate bar. Clump bites the end off it and smiles as he chews. looks at the wrapper in his hand and throws it at the bin, but misses. He goes over to pick it up.
Professor Klump?
Klump leans right down and looks through his legs at a woman in a short black dress standing by the door smiling. He admires her, then turns around.
Hello.
Oh, hi. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt. I was looking for Professor Klump.
I'm him. I'm he. I'm Sherman Klump.
He knocks a jar of sweets over.
I do that all the time. Makes the table look more festive and the kids enjoy it. The yellow and the green and purple rolling around. The table's more colorful and...
Would another time be better? I could always...
No, no, don't be ridiculous. I'm between classes and I got a few minutes to chat. How can I help you?
Hi, I'm Carla Purdy.
Hello, Miss Purdy.
Hi, I'm a grad student and I'm teaching my first intro chemistry class across the hall.
Okay,
I just had to come over here and introduce myself because I followed your work for many years and I'm a big fan.
Oh, well, thank you very much. I'm fatter. Flattered that you've been following my work the way you have. And a chemistry teacher. Chemistry sure is important to have. Chemistry. To have and use it. Chemically. Chemistry. Well.
Professor Klump, it's been more than a pleasure meeting you.
Oh, the pleasure was all mine, Miss Purdy.
And, hope to see you around.
Well, you can't miss me.
Okay, have a good day.
You do the same, Miss Purdy.
Klump watches Carla walk to the door.
And that's fine. She's fine.
He stamps his foot. Nighttime in a house.
Oh, this is so fabulous. Ain't nothing like getting together with family and having a good meal. Oh, please, take this bowl. It's just hot.
I am hungry.
Damn, Sherman, it's almost like we don't see your ass no more. Good to see you, son.
Yeah, Sherman, you think you two Joe College good to spend a little time with your family every now and then?
Well, I've been real busy with my research,
Ernie. I don't want no potato. You know Matt Tate gave me gas. You know, in my day, Sherman, people used to spend time with their family on Sundays and special occasion come around and pay their respects.
You mess around and mess all little Ernest golden years, magic golden years, and you're gonna be mad at yourself. That's your nephew.
Oh, baby's got a little gas. There you go, you better cover your plate.
Oh, grandma.
Mama, have some water.
It's been on me.
Don't tell me I'll cover your plate. Not tonight, Cletus. I'll kick your ass.
Sherman, I cooked all this food. Is that all you gonna eat?
Hey. What's wrong with you? You supposed to eat that thing, not scalp it.
Well, Daddy, all the calories in the chicken are found in the skin and in the fat, so I peel it.
Now, what you talking about? That's where all the fats and calories is. You know where that come from? Watching that damn TV. Every time you turn it on, they got somebody in there talking about lose weight, get healthy, get in shape. Got everybody looking all anorexic, talking about that's healthy. I know what healthy is. And tell you something else. I don't know why everybody trying to lose weight in the first place. Ain't everybody supposed to be the same size? We're supposed to be all different. Big, small, medium, midget. She's supposed to have all of that. And I don't know what it is. Everybody want to be the same size. Like that Oprah Winfrey. She gonna lose her weight. Wasn't nothing wrong with her. She was fine. Oprah was a fox. She lose all that weight. Her head look all big, skin hanging all off her, and Luther Vandross. Nigga used to be the Black Pavarotti. Lost all that weight looking all ashy. Oprah and Luther need to keep their ass one weight because I'm confused.
Yes, I hope nothing's wrong with Oprah. She doesn't look real.
Ain't nothing wrong with Oprah. I seen Oprah on hard copy last week with a picture of health. Got a tall, young, strong gentleman named Stedman, so handsome. He's my favorite out of all of them. Jenny Jones, Marilyn Kagan, Maury Povich, Letterman, Leno, Montel, Ricky Lake.
I like Gerardo.
Mike Douglas. Oh, Mike Douglas. You know... Mike Douglas used to make me moist when I watched the show. I would get moist when I watched the show. Only white man ever did that to me was Mike Douglas.
I would like to volunteer to take this old bird out of her misery.
Cletus! Don't you dare say something like that about Mama.
Oh, no, you ain't got to protect me from Cletus. Come on, Cletus. Come on. Come over here. Come on in here. Short walk. Come on over. Then you're going to limp back. You walk over, but you're limping back. Don't let the gray hair fool you. I ain't no easy win, nigga.
You know what your problem is? It don't work out. Got exercise. Look at me. Got all muscle.
Oh.
You fat, I'm muscle.
Oh, look at my little Bill. He's a little Hercules. Show me muscle again.
Oh, Hercules, Hercules, Hercules,
what you
Hercules,
work
Hercules.
Your metabolism starts to speed up. You can eat anything you want. Go on, knock yourself out.
So strong.
Well, Ernie, recent studies have shown that certain people are genetically predisposed to gaining weight. Someday in the near future, we might even find a cure.
Only thing you need to study is your ass. I got a big ass. Your mama got a big ass.
Cletus!
You do have a big ass. Don't tell me nothing. Your ass is big in our family. So you need to get used to that. And I don't care what diet you go on, you can sew up your stomach and your asshole, you're gonna always be fat.
Daddy, all I'm trying to say is that scientific breakthroughs are occurring all the time.
And the only thing about to break through is your ass about to break through the seat of your pants.
You know, Sherman, I think I do remember hearing something on TV about colon cleansing. They say everyone should have one. I'm thinking about getting me an appointment and go down and getting my colon cleansed thoroughly.
You want your colon cleansed? Fine, I'm gonna clean mine. Yeah, nah, my colon is clean. I'm talking squeaky clean.
Please, have a meal. You gonna start breaking gas. Don't break gas and destroy our meal.
Don't tell me to stop. You the one that brought up colon cleansing and all that mess.
I did not say anything about breaking gas. I said that I was gonna get my colon clean.
No, you can talk about putting a tube in somebody's ass, but I can't break wind.
I didn't say nothing about putting no holes up nobody's ass. Please,
I
said...
But what do you think of colonic is? You think you run the asshole by the car wash?
He's choking the baby.
As long as I break this, I'll do what I want to do at this table. Case in point.
Who that called my name?
Yeah, I called you if your name is...
Keep insulting me. I taught this between the crack of your ass.
Yeah, you know I can go all night.
Fuck, I hope you fart till your asshole falls out.
Gump holds his nose while he eats.
Oh, my baby, too.
Oh, now, see what you made me do? God damn it, I messed up my pants.
Damn, Daddy.
You gotta clean him yourself.
You rotten.
Oh, Lord, this has been a fabulous, wonderful, fabulous evening. Oh, look, them dogs have tore my garbage. Cletus, the dogs ripped the garbage open again.
Well, shoot the damn dog.
I'm not shooting no dog.
I'm trying to watch Roseanne.
Thanks for telling, Mama.
Sherman, what's wrong with you? Baby, you still worried about what your father said in there? Oh, son, listen to me. You are special. And when the good Lord made you, he made you beautiful inside and out. You can do anything, Sherman. All you got to do is believe in yourself and you can do anything. He's so handsome. Give me some sugar.
Love Mama.
Love you too, baby. Nighty night, oh, my baby. Sherman, Sherman, Sherman. Fabulous. Cletus, come clean this garbage up.
And I'm watching TV.
I'll get you laid ass up.
Why don't you mind your damn business?
You lay there, mother.
Clump walks along a street at night. He stops by some steps that lead up to a white building. Clump looks up at it, then at a piece of yellow paper in his hand with Carla's address on it. Clump looks up again. He pats his arm against his side and steps forward. Clump puts his finger out and rings the doorbell of Carla's apartment. Number 8. Clump looks around, then he turns and walks off. Carla opens the door.
Professor?
Oh, hi, Miss Purdy. You caught me in the middle of a little step aerobics I was doing out here. 98, 99, 100.
List your address up in the faculty directory, hope you don't mind.
No, not at all. What can I do for you?
Oh, well, I was,
He looks down.
I was wondering one night if, well, when you weren't busy, you might get a little hungry, you might want to, you know, if you're planning on going out to get something anyway, on an occasion like that, you don't want to do that alone, so.
Professor, are you asking me out on a date?
Yes. Yes, I am.
I'd love to.
Really?
Yes.
That's fantastic. We can go any place you want to go. Just name it. We'll go there.
There's a place that my students go to called The Scream.
The Scream?
I mean, if that's too...
Oh, no. I love The Scream. Oh! Scream is good for you. It cleans the epiglottis, you know, get all the phlegm and mucus down. Well, that's disgusting. But just tell me what night and we'll go there.
How's Friday?
Friday night's perfect. That's the best night of the week for me. So Friday night at 8 o'clock.
Friday night at 8.
Oh, great. Then I'll see you Friday night. Then we'll go to the screen.
All right.
It'll be a scream at the screen.
All right, Professor. I'll see you then.
All right. Good night.
Bye-bye.
Miss Purdy. Night. Yes!
Clump dances.
Yeah. Friday night. Friday scream. Morning scream. Friday night. Friday night.
Clump gets home and turns on the lights.
I got myself a date Friday night at 8, and I will not be late. She might be my mate, and that would be so great. Great, and I can hardly wait. Lilo, Peebo, Lou Rawls, Teddy Pendergrass, Teddy P. Number 6, yeah! Woo! Close the door. Let me give you what you've been waiting for. Woo!
Clump dances.
Baby, I got so much love to give.
Don't hurt him, Teddy B.
He opens the fridge.
And I want to give it all to you.
Clump puts a meal in the microwave.
I waited all day long just to hold you in my arms.
He closes the microwave door and turns it on. Then opens the fridge.
Me loving you.
He takes a can out of the fridge and shakes it.
Oh, you know you got to
close. Hell up there, God damn it.
Sorry about that down there, Mr. Wilson. Teddy P, turn a little too loud.
Down up there.
There is a thin person inside each and every one of us. So just give yourselves a big hug and say, yes, I can. Do that for me, people.
Thymaster Plus is designed to give you better results quicker.
I lost 10 pounds in 2 weeks. Thanks, Mega Shake.
Clump changes channel to waves crashing into shore, washing over a couple lying on the beach kissing. Clump leans forward and smiles, tilting his head to the side. Dream. Carla runs up the beach on a sunny day, followed by a man in black trunks. She lies down on the sand, and Clump stands over her in a gray jogging suit. He kneels down beside her, and they kiss. Carla rolls onto her side, then onto her back again. She starts to sink down into the sand underneath Clump's weight. It covers her completely. Clump looks up. Back in the living room.
You're not pathetic. People, pounds do not lose themselves. You have to work. Everybody up, come on, get up. You two at home, everybody up and say, yes, I can. Say it again, yes,
I can. Yes, I can. Yes, I can. Yes,
I can.
Quiet down, guys. Down, Mr. Wilson.
Clump, shut up.
I can.
Daytime. Clump's at a dance exercise class, wearing a purple sweatsuit and dancing badly. He swings at a boxer's reflex ball but misses. He tries to skip but gets it wrong. He runs up some steps and staggers to a stop, dropping to his knees. He has acupuncture needles put in him.
Still hungry?
Clump nods. A class of women jump on small round trampolines. Clump stands in his with his feet on the floor. It's broken. He tries to lift a weight, but breaks the bench, and the weight traps him. More acupuncture needles.
Still hungry?
Clump nods. A muscular man sits and lifts a dumbbell in a gym. Clump sits behind him, lifting his arm while he eats a chocolate bar. Clump's covered in acupuncture needles, like a porcupine.
Maybe you should try Jenny Craig.
Clump runs up the college steps. He skips, then hits the boxer's ball.
One hand on you!
He dances well in the dance exercise class. Clump runs all the way to the top of the college steps. He leaps and shadow boxes. He punches the air hard and fast, repeatedly.
Yeah!
Clump boxes and jumps around with his arms in the air. Nighttime outside screen. Two queues of people wait to go in. Inside.
This is how we do it. It's Friday night, and I feel all right. The party's here on the west side. So I reach...
Plump and Carla walk in.
Oh, excuse me.
Hey!
Where's the K? How's it going?
I'm good, David.
What are you doing here?
Yeah. Got a date.
Oh. You have a date? Well, good luck, Professor.
Yeah, I'll see you next week now. Excuse me. Sorry about that.
Plump squeezes through the tables.
Excuse me. Sorry about that. Excuse me. Oh, sorry, man.
He pushes past people.
Excuse me. Hey, thank you.
Wow, these are great seats, Professor.
Oh, yeah. Listen, don't call me Professor. Call me Sherman, all right? Sherman.
Well, I'm glad we did this, Sherman.
Carla puts her hand on Clump's. He stares down at it, then looks at her.
So am I. So am I. It's
lovely. Ooh, summertime, no fun or time. For me to kick it with you, to find something or someone.
So you actually altered her genes?
Yes, and if I hadn't done it, Shelley would be in hamster heaven right now.
Sherman, you are absolutely amazing.
Well, we do what we can, you know. Got to keep on trying, got to keep on pushing.
Clump smiles and glances at Carla, the singer.
And for you.
He waves and leaves the stage.
Montel Jordan!
Oh, wonderful.
All right. Let's keep the show rolling. Ladies and gentlemen, you've seen him on Death Comedy Jam many times. Y'all give it up for my man, Reggie Warrington. Give it up!
The shiny curtains open at the back of the stage, and a man dances out dressed in black, with his yellow patterned boxers pulled up above his waistband, and a white and black hat. I got it.
Oh, yeah, he sure is animated.
What's up? Yeah. I said, what's up?
Hey!
Women be shopping, baby. Women be shopping. Hey, you can't stop a woman from shopping, baby.
That's true. Women do shop.
See what we got in here tonight? Oh, my God. She's unbelievable. Look at this. Look like a handful of curly fries. Look at that.
Reggie leaps in the air and scissor kicks.
Hey, look at this white dude right here. Look at white dude like, oh my, what is a wave exactly? No. Baby, no. She got more extensions than AT&T.
Clump looks around.
Excuse me, I'm a little rushed.
Oh, boy, I'm
sorry about that, man. Let me pick that up for you.
It's a full moon tonight.
Clump's bending over.
I think I found where they hear Jimmy Hoffa.
Clump turns around to face the stage.
Yeah, that's a good one there.
Oh, boy, you got more crack than Harlem. Look at that. His birthday. He gotta put his belt on with the boomerang.
Okay, all right now. All right, that's it. You got me.
Oh, no. No, I ain't got you yet. Should I get him? Oh, look at this. He's with a woman, too. Oh, no. Who is sucking whose tits?
Clump glances at Carla, then looks away. Reggie crawls across the floor, then jumps up and down.
Last time this brother felt a breast, it was in a bucket of KFC. Extra crispy. Every time he goes to SeaWorld, they pay him. He must be on that new diet, Slim Slow. Bleed chocolate milk. What would you do for a Klondike
and Carla sit and listen without smiling. Outside, they hold newspapers over their heads as they go up the steps to Carla's porch.
Thank you for dinner tonight, Sherman. That was very sweet.
You're welcome.
Clump looks at Carla, then looks away.
Look, that comic tonight, he was... Sherman, you are a brilliant man.
Clump nods and looks down. Carla watches him. He holds out his hand.
You have a pleasant evening.
She smiles and shakes it.
Good night.
Clump looks down at the floor. Carla goes to her front door and unlocks it. She opens it and steps inside. Carla stops and looks back at Clump, then closes the door. Clump turns to leave and puts the newspaper over his head. He stops at the arched entrance and looks out at the rain, then lowers the newspaper again and walks out uncovered.
His fraternity was having this thing called Pig Day. It's the only reason he asked me out.
To make fun of you? Why do we do this to ourselves? Every time
he
we
watches
get to
TV
friends,
at home
eat
and eats.
Eat and eat, don't you? You go to the store and you buy those little candy bars in the bag, and before you know it, the whole bag is empty. And then at the end, you feel just like that bag, empty inside. Don't you? Don't you? It's okay.
Clump cries as he watches. He picks up a jar of colorful sweets and pours them into his mouth. They spill all over him. He puts the jar down and watches the TV while he chews.
Okay, we don't have much time. I want a prep to get ready immediately.
Yes.
And call Dr. Matthews. I'm gonna need a lot of help on this one.
Oh, right.
Okay, people, let's move it. Let's go. You know the routine. Hit that crash cart and hit stat.
Blood pressure 140 over 90 and rising.
We need that IV thing now.
A dream. Clumps on the operating table.
I don't know how much more he can take. We need the EKG card in here now. Blood pressure 180 over 110 and still climbing.
What's the status? He's getting fatter. We can't stop it.
Damn. Blood pressure 200 over 140.
Oh my God.
Oh my God, he's gonna
explode! I'm getting out of here!
Clump keeps getting bigger. The medical staff run out of theater. One surgeon stops and stares. He staggers backwards. Clump's huge body presses him back against the window and breaks it. Daytime outside. People run down the street.
What's going on?
Two police officers watch huge Clump run between two buildings.
Oh my God, get out of here! Get out of here!
Bam, everyone, run for the hills! It's Fatzilla! Boy, he look like King Kong with titties!
Sherman! I brought you some nice fried chicken, Sherman! Oh, you look fabulous!
Clump looks in through Carla's apartment window. He puts his hand in and she falls backwards on the bed. Clump's fingers go past her to a table with a roasted bird on it. He pulls off its leg and eats it. People running down the street stop and watch as he roars. Clump pulls a face and feels his stomach.
Oh my God! He's gonna blow!
The wind knocks tables over. Grandma's lifted off the ground and hangs onto a lamppost.
Way to go, son! That's my boy! No!
A man lights a match and a blast goes off in the city. Clump wakes up at home. He looks at the TV, but the broadcast's ended, and it shows white fuzz. Clump looks at his ice cream tub and puts it down. Clump stands up. He locks a door and padlocks it. He closes some blinds. He stands in the college lab, working. Clear liquid bubbles in a glass jar and flows through a series of pipes. Clump stands in front of the apparatus, looking at a computer screen and typing. He types, increase reconstituted DNA solution 135.89 DSQ. A message flashes up, calculating, and Clump's eyes widen as he watches the numbers rise. Clump stands with wires stuck to his head. He nods.
Shelley, you've been a guinea pig long enough. It's time to see if this stuff really works.
Clump picks up a glass vial of clear liquid. He adds a drop of solution and it turns blue as he gently swirls it. He puts it to his lips and drinks the whole potion down. Clump's 3D image is on the computer screen. He stands and stares at it. The image briefly changes and Clump lifts his shoulders, then shakes his head. He looks over at a reading, then back at the 3D image. He clutches his throat. Shelley sits up in the corner of her cage and watches. Clump staggers to the workbench and falls to the floor, knocking his apparatus over and setting off sparks. His glasses fall off. Shelley looks around. Numbers scroll on the monitor, and the 3D image of Clump slims down. Lying face down on the floor, Clump's body reduces in size. A message on the computer screen reads, DNA restructuring complete. The lights go out in the lab. Shelley sits in her cage, looking around. A slim hand rises up and holds on to the top of the work surface. Reflected in a mirror, Clump stands up, still wearing his open white lab coat. He walks across the room. Shelley watches him go past. Finn, with his belt loose and baggy trousers gathered around his legs, Clump approaches the mirror. He pushes the mirror door to face him and lifts his head with his eyes closed. He opens them.
Ah! Ah! Oh! Oh! I'm Finn! I'm Finn! Look at my cheekbones! I have cheekbones! Look at my cheekbones! Yes! Look at my chest! Look at my breast! Oh, I don't have breast! I'm an acre! I don't even need a bra anymore! Look! Oh, God! I'm thin! I'm thin! I'm thin! I'm thin! I'm thin! Oh! Nothing but air there! Nothing but air there! My ass is gone now! I'm thin, 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 thin! Well, I'll be dead! I can see my dick! My dick! My dick! My dick! My dick! My dick!
I feel good!
I can do stairs! I can do stairs! I am the stair master!
I feel...
Clump looks through a rack of clothes in a shop.
You looking for any kind of clothes in particular?
Spandex! All spandex! Where's the spandex section? Spandex! Like this!
Clump tries on tank suits. The trampoline class.
No titties! No titties! No titties! Not you, me. I'm talking about me. My titties are gone. Your titties are lovely. What's your name? I can't believe I'm so thin. I am thin. You ever just feel thin? I am thin. I'm thin. Hey, man, where's the apple pie?
The women in his exercise class lie on their backs and lift their hips up and down. Clump does it quickly. Standing up, the women all bend forward with their hands on their knees and swing their bottoms from side to side. Clump stands the other way around and does it. In the shop. Clump tries on different colored tank suits and pulls different poses. Wearing a black and blue striped tank suit, he grimaces as he pulls a pose, then walks off, clutching his head. Stands under an arch at the top of the college building. In the lab.
Excuse me.
Hey.
Is Professor Clump here?
Professor Clump. Sherman Clump. No, he had to go take care of some things, Miss Purdy, so I'm running this thing here.
Do I know you?
Do you know me? Oh, Sherman didn't tell you about me?
No.
Oh, man. Isn't that like Sherman to hog all the credit? I'm Sherman's confidant.
Well, have you seen him today? I was wondering if he was all right after everything that happened at the club the other night.
Oh, Miss Purdy. Yeah, tore his chunky ass up. You know, it's strange that a man as intelligent as Sherman, he has no confidence whatsoever. Make me sick sometimes. And I'm always telling a man, Sherman, no matter what, you got to strut. You got to suck in your gut and strut.
Now, me personally, I don't have that problem.
Doesn't seem like you do.
You know, you're just too feisty and a little bit too fine. I think me and you need to hook up. We need to go to the Scream tonight, have a couple of drinks, and strut our respective stuff together.
I don't even know your name.
Hey, Buddy, what the hell happened here?
Oh, see, everybody knows Buddy. Buddy, the professor must have got a little carried away last night. Oh! Officer Dagg, I'm glad you came up because he told me to tell you personally, please thank your wife, Claire, for bringing that upside down cake for him. He ate every crumb of it. Thank you so much. And officer, can you have someone from janitorial come up and clean up this mess, please? Thank you, Officer Dagg. Thank you. Buddy.
Buddy, is that it or do you have a last name?
Buddy looks at Carla.
Love.
Love.
You see, Miss Purdy,
there comes a time in a man's life when he has to.
Miss Purdy, people have a tendency in life to
always want to rush into things. And
what I'm trying to say, Miss Purdy, is there's a right time and place for everything.
His hand grows fat.
Like I said, there's a right time and place for everything. And
if tonight would be a good time for us to get together tonight and scream, and tonight and scream would be the perfect time to discuss it. So I'll see you tonight and scream inside. Remember, don't be late. Excuse me.
Buddy ushers Carla out and runs off. She shakes her head and walks away. Buddy watches her and looks at his fat hand.
Uh-oh.
The students are sitting on their seats in Clump's class, talking amongst themselves. One man's fallen asleep. Clump skids across a corridor. He comes back, full-sized again and carrying his briefcase, and hurries into his classroom.
Good morning! Good morning, class. Good morning, students. Good morning! Morning! Good morning. You students, just review what we went over yesterday.
Professor, we weren't here yesterday.
Well, then, review the day before, and tomorrow we'll do today.
Clump knocks over his jar of sweets and hurries out. Richmond watches from the back of the class. Outside, Clump walks along a colonnade and checks his watch.
Sherman!
Oh, Carla, hi, how are you?
I've been looking for you all morning. Are you okay?
Oh, yeah, I'm fine. Why have you looking for me?
Well, I feel kind of bad what happened at the club the other night. It was my idea to go to the scream and...
Don't, I've forgotten about that. You forget about that, too. That's over. You go have a nice day.
Look, there's something else. I met a friend of yours in your lab, Buddy Love.
Buddy Love? Yeah. Well, he's quite a character, huh?
He asked me out, and he said it was your idea.
Oh, did he? Well, I know you're new in town. I thought it'd be nice for a new girl to get out and meet some people. So, did you find him attractive?
Honestly, yes. He's very handsome and athletic, but I don't feel comfortable talking to you about that.
Oh, you can talk to me about absolutely anything. I want you to. And I think you should definitely go out with Buddy Love.
You do?
Absolutely. I don't think there's anything wrong with two young people getting together and going out and having a good time. So by all means, do just that.
You sure you're all right with that?
Oh, don't even worry about me. I'm just fine. In fact, I'll even put in a good word with you for Buddy. Oh, my goodness, I'm so late. Excuse me. I'll talk to Buddy.
Clump hurries off. Long, soft, short. Nighttime, Buddy grins as he drives a red sports car through town with the license plate PNS car. He accelerates away down the road. Carla comes out of screen and looks around as Buddy drives up and swings the car perfectly into a parking space. He gets out.
Now you be careful. If you're scratching the car, you're scratching your ass. You are too fine to be giving me curbside service.
I'm not. I'm leaving.
What you talking about leaving? We just got here.
No, you just got here. I've been waiting for you for almost an hour.
Hey, now, they say anticipation helps make the appetite grow stronger, if you know what I mean.
Anticipate a night alone.
Hey, let's just have a meal together. Why you leave? Wait, hey, what you want me to beg you? I get down on my knees. I'm begging in front of all these people. I think I care. These people are watching. I'm sorry. I want the world to know that I was late. And I'm sorry. My car ran out of gas. I needed fresh drawers. My mother's sick. The car broke down the street.
Buddy,
I'm so sorry. No, you gotta understand me. Hear me out. I am sorry. I don't know why this happened tonight. Of all night, this has to happen to me tonight. Why? Why?
Okay.
Okay. Okay, good. Let's eat. I am so hungry. Hey, don't let the tears fool you. I'm a tooth chipper.
At the table.
6 T-bones, 5 baked potatoes, and 2 servings of cream spinach. I have never seen anyone eat so much. You are so lucky to stay so thin.
Oh, lucky has nothing to do with it. It's a matter of recombinant ribonucleic acids unzipped by radioactive quinine peptide.
And what does that mean?
I don't know. I'm just trying to sound extra intelligent.
Gotcha.
You gonna eat that?
All right, guess who's back in the house from Def Comedy Jam? My man, Reggie Warrington. Give it up!
I hate this guy. He's so obnoxious.
Oh, get a nigga a jam.
Reggie dances on stage.
It's your world, dog. I'm just a squirrel trying to get a nut.
What's that?
What's up, nigga?
I said, what's up?
Didn't you hear me when I say hey?
Boy, women be shopping. Women be shopping. You cannot stop a woman from shopping. Bam. Let me see what I got in the house tonight. Look at this white guy right here. Look at him. You cannot tell me he ain't got a small jammy. Damn, they so small he need tweezers to take a piss. Ooh.
Need tweezers to take a piss? Tweezers on his dick.
Reggie's hot tonight. Uh-oh, look at him. Look at him, sister, right? Look at it.
I can't breathe. Okay.
Brother May.
Buddy coughs up some food.
You almost killed me, man. I had to give myself the Hamlet.
You mind waiting for the punchline first, brother?
I'm sorry, man. It's just that you're so funny. You're so funny the way you take a person's personal defect and flip it around. That's like you pick somebody in the room and say, hey, look at your foot, and everybody look at it and start laughing. That's some funny shit, man. You on your way. You going to the top. You the next Lenny Bruce, man. Crazy.
Well, thank you very much. I'm glad you appreciate Reggie's show.
That didn't even work with me doing it to you, Reggie. Yes, it would if I was saying, look at Reggie's gums and teeth. Look like his mother had an affair with Mr. Ed. See, everybody's laughing. Because they can visualize your mother in the barn with Mr. Ed and him talking about, Look what I'm doing, Wilbur. Look at me.
You snapping on me. Oh, you snapping on Reggie.
It's your teeth, Reggie. I don't know whether to smile at you or kick a field goal, man. Hey, Reggie, it's good. It's all good. Hey, man, what's wrong with that breath? I can smell it over here. Reggie, your breath is so stink, people look forward to your fart. That smells like shit, Rick. Do you smell shit? I smell shit.
You done did it now, boy. See, I wasn't gonna say nothing, because I like black people. But it's time to attack black. That's right. Yeah, the glove's coming up.
Don't hurt me now.
Maybe it's time for Reggie to lay into your mama. Yeah. Maybe it's time for Reggie to talk about your mama a little bit.
You the man, Reggie.
Your mother's so fat. She went to Scissors, and the bitch got a group discount.
Buddy climbs up onto the back of the seat, then lies down on it. Reggie dances on stage.
Okay, fat jokes! You wanna do fat jokes? All right. Your mother's so fat, the bitch need a Thomas guide to find her asshole! Your mother's so fat, after sex I roll over twice and I'm still on the bitch! Your mother is so fat, she fell in the Grand Canyon and got stuck! Reggie's mother's so fat that the bitch get a toenail painted and Earl Shine! Earl Shine! And Earl Shine!
Hey, get off the stage, man. You ain't so Billy.
Reggie's mama is so fat, her blood type is rock and roll! Isn't that something? Reggie's mother's so fat, her belt size is equator! Get it? Equator?
Reggie pulls a sad face.
Let's get a big round of applause for Reggie's mama's ass. It brought us so much joy tonight. Yeah, that's a big ass.
Enough! Silence! I can't take this shit no more. Now you ain't talked about me enough, boy. I try to be peaceful. But now it's time for Reggie to karate-size your ass.
Woo!
Oh, yeah.
Reggie takes off his hat, revealing short dreadlocks.
dreadlocks, but shitlocks? That's not your hair. Take that pile of shit off your hair. You crazy. You guys go too far with the comedy, man.
Come on.
What's that?
Oh, yeah, it's my style, boy. You didn't know where to study. Oh.
What style is that?
Oh, it's called kick your ass style, boy.
Oh, shit.
Reggie done studied on the streets. Come on.
Reggie kicks out. Buddy grabs his foot and flips him over. Reggie spins round.
You quick, but I'm quicker. Watch my feet.
I'm gonna come on with it.
Buddy grabs Reggie and knocks him out on the piano.
Ladies and gentlemen, me and Reggie want to send one out to a very special lady in the house tonight. Loving you is easy, Carl. You're beautiful.
Carla watches and smiles.
Doo-doo-doo-doo. Reggie? That was pretty. Ladies and gentlemen, Reggie has left the building. Thank you and good night.
Buddy throws Reggie into the grand piano and the lid slams shut.
Oh, stop it! Stop it now. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you so much. Oh, please. Come on. Hey, who pinched my ass? Cut it out. That's good. All right. Thank you. Hey, can you get the bill for me? Thanks, man. Too much.
That was amazing. I can't believe you did that.
Well, believe it, because amazing is my middle name.
I only wish Professor Klump was here to have seen it.
Listen, this is our moment. I don't want to ruin it with talks of Sherman.
You know, your eyes, there's something very familiar about them. As if I already know you.
You know, I feel the exact same way about you, Miss Purdy.
Carla smiles. Buddy leans down towards her and they kiss. They pull apart and Buddy shakes his head.
Miss Purdy, let me tell you, that kiss was probably the most wonderful kiss I've ever... What I meant to say was that,
Your lip.
What?
Your lip is swollen.
My lip?
Yes.
Oh, my lip. That happens every time I... What kind of lipstick do you have on?
Chanel.
Oh, yeah, that happens every time I have Chanel lipstick on my lip. Allergic reaction. Give me gas. Look, you won't have to go catch a cab, and I got to go to the drugstore and get some Benadryl and a kale picnic. Excuse me, have a pleasant evening. Bye-bye.
Buddy, wait!
Jason's at the bar.
Hey, Professor Klump is here?
Yeah.
Where is he?
There he is, right there.
That guy gave you this credit card?
Yep.
That's not Professor Klump. That's not his what? Credit card. Hey!
What?
Outside.
Hey! Hey!
Jason gets into the car.
Okay, fella, what are you doing with the professor's credit card? Where'd you get it? Look, man, I'm sorry. Perhaps you need the money more than I thought.
Klump briefly morphs back to his normal size. His foot slams onto the accelerator and they reverse through traffic.
Oh my god, man! We're going!
Buddy spins the car around. He drives onto the wrong side of the road and straight through the oncoming traffic.
Oh my god!
That's a bomb!
Oh, you're gonna kill us, man! What the hell is the matter? Oh man, this is Freddy Krueger shit, man. Professor?
Klump looks at him.
Hello, Jason.
Klump's stomach expands and the car drops down on one side. It spins onto a junction and stops in the middle of the road. The emergency services are with the car. A flare's lit.
First time we had to use one of these without an accident.
One of the fire crew uses a machine to cut through the roof. Klump's squashed inside, behind the wheel. Morning at the college, Klump runs across the grass with his briefcase. He hurries into his classroom. It's empty except for Richmond.
The class left 20 minutes ago.
Dean Richmond! Oh, hello, sir. You caught me in the middle of an experiment I was doing. I was trying to see how the students would respond to a teacherless environment.
Teacherless environment? New field of research for you?
Yes, sir.
Interesting. Always thinking that's good, Klump. Let me know your results. By the way, would you mind explaining this?
A bill for the Viper.
My car's in the shop, so...
So you put a $47,000 luxury car on your faculty account?
Initially, I requested a Yugo, and
This is all they had, so...
If it's all they had, it's all they had. After all, men like us can't walk around, can we? Hmm? Come on.
Oh, well, well. I'm glad you're taking it like that, sir. I thought you was going to get angry and thought you was going to start screaming and hollering and maybe even fire me.
Oh, Sherman, Sherman, Sherman. In the end, we know so little of each other, hmm? No, my friend, I've got bigger fish to fry. I spoke to Harlan Hartley. You remember him? He's offering that tiny trinket that could save your entire research program.
Oh, yes, absolutely, yes, yes.
I set up a meeting with him. He wants to hear your grant proposal personally. Friday night, the Ritz dinner, 8 o'clock, sharp.
Well, sir, I think that's a wonderful idea, sir. Absolutely. And I promise you, I will not let you down.
You won't. I know you won't. I know you're going to be there, and I know you're going to be great. In fact, I know you're going to be perfect. Do you know how I know all these things?
How's that?
I know them because if you're not perfect, never mind the yelling and the screaming and the firing, if anything goes wrong for any reason, I'm going to kill you. And I don't mean that as a euphemism. I'm going to literally kill you. I'm going to strangle you and choke off your air supply until you pass away.
Ooh, okay.
Till Friday, then?
Richmond gives a thumbs up.
It's a date.
Students come out of classrooms into the hallway. Jason's working in the lab.
Sir, this is incredible. It's a complete metabolic transformation. How did it happen? Was it an accident?
No, I did it to myself, Jason.
You did? Why? If it was for the grant, the data with Shelley was already so compelling.
Well, I have compelling reasons of my own, Jason. I have a case of infatuation of sorts with Miss Purdy.
Professor, if you feel this way about Carla, why don't you just tell her? It'd be a lot simpler than transforming into... This guy's testosterone levels are right off the charts. He was mean last night. It was so unlike you.
You know, I did feel that.
Sir, you can't control him.
But Jason, you have no idea what it feels like to be Buddy Love. It's indescribable. It's just wonderful. The way people talk to him and treat him. And the way she looks at him.
But he's dangerous. He almost killed us last night. I mean, we should be concentrating on getting the grant proposal to Harlan Hartley. This is nuts.
I guess you're right, Jason. I never have behaved like this before.
Clump shakes his head.
But on the other hand, I've never been in love before. Ever.
Clump looks down, then back up. Carla's sitting on a bench in the college grounds with a folder on her leg. She lifts one of the pages. Clump walks up behind her. He stops and watches her for a moment. He walks around the hedge behind the bench and stands behind her.
Afternoon, Carla.
Hi, Sherman.
How are you doing today?
Pretty good.
Come over to see how things are going with you and Buddy.
I wish I knew. We went out last night. It was great. We had such a wonderful time. And then all of a sudden, he runs out of the club. He has some allergic reaction. And I don't even know if he's all right.
Well, he's fine. I spoke to him this morning. He told me that his lips swelled up. We put a little ice on it, and the swelling came down. Kind of strange, huh?
Well, did he even ask about me? Did he say why he didn't call me and let me know he was all right?
Well, Carla, Buddy's kind of unreliable. He's kind of what you call a here today, going tomorrow kind of fella.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm. So he had you talk to me because he's not interested anymore.
No, no, it's nothing quite like
Look, that. Sherman, I know what it feels like to be brushed off, and it's okay.
Carl, I feel like this is all my fault. I feel like I should have never encouraged you to go out with Buddy.
Sherman, you have been so sweet. I'll just have to forget about him. I'll see you later.
Carla. I'm wondering if, I could talk to you about you and I for a second. I was wondering what you're doing later, because the family going to get together, and she made a meal, and we're going to be eating, so I figured if you're not doing anything for dinner, I know we'd love to have you if you want to come over for dinner. We'd love to have you over for dinner.
I'd love to.
Would you now?
Yes, I would. Should we call and make sure there's going to be enough food?
I don't think that's going to be a problem.
Oh, and I am nothing like being with family.
I am home. Come on now.
So, Carla, where you from?
Chicago.
Oh,
Oh, Chicago, we have family there.
Chicago, windy city, huh? I was working on a skyscraper in Chicago once, and my lunch blew up the 27th floor.
I figure your old fat ass a member of somebody's sandwich flying off a building.
Oh, baby, eat some bread.
Oh, Miss Purdy, are you and Sherman having relations?
That's a good question. No, Grandma, it's not like that. We're colleagues. Oh. We just work together.
Colleagues. Oh, yeah, that's how I start out, colleagues. Me and your grandfather was colleagues. Next thing you know, he's on top of me in the shed, pumping and sweating.
Yeah, Mo, it's not like that.
Sherman, will you hush up? You never brought a girl home. The least you can do is let us talk to her.
Yeah, I'd like to get to know her a little better myself.
Ain't nothing wrong with having relations. Don't be ashamed of that. Relations is beautiful. When I was young, I used to always have relations. Every night, if a nice gentleman bring me flowers and candy, take me to a movie, show me a lovely evening, then I would take him home and give him hot, lovely relations. Relations is a beautiful thing. It's nothing to be ashamed of, especially to young people. I think that's
your old Edmund.
You know, sometimes when I'm alone, I relate to myself.
I can relate.
Oh, Mama.
I don't want to hear this shit while I'm eating.
Please, stop talking.
So, Carla, do you like children?
Yes.
Oh, that's wonderful. I can't wait for Sherman to bring me home some grandbabies.
Yeah, I know you're going to enjoy making them babies. Got them child-bearing hips. Baby popped right out. Your family got any money? I ain't paying for no big-ass wedding.
Oh, Carla, I know a wonderful minister. What religious background are you?
Yeah, you know, I still got my wedding dress. If you want it, I'll take it in and let you wear. You look so lovely, Anna. It's white, though. Can you wear a white wedding dress, young lady? Now, Sherman, you can wear a white tuxedo. Did you know Sherman? Sherman's never had relations.
Mama, you going to embarrass my baby.
Oh, don't pick out a strong back. When
baby,
you get all that man and release all that that's been built up for 35 years, just wanting and wanting and wanting, whoo, might make your head blow off.
Pop, go to Weezer.
I got my own self hot telling that story.
Pop, go to Weezer, Carla. Weezer say, pop. Yeah, Carla, you and Sherman gonna get married here or in Chicago?
Carla, do you cook? Because somebody's got to feed my Sherman.
Yeah, I know a wonderful church down there on Main Street, but they won't marry you if you're a lesbian. Not that I have anything against lesbians. I love lesbians.
Lesbians is good.
It's true. There's nothing wrong with a little bingo, a little cunnilingus. They ain't never hurt nobody.
Well, why is it the woman always get the choice where it's gonna be married?
Well, that's tradition.
Well, tradition my ass. Look, I ain't gonna pay for everybody to fly to no Chicago. You know how much plane tickets cost?
Aye, old cheap bastard.
If we gonna go to Chicago, then we gonna have to drive down there.
I'm not down there.
Chicago, we gonna drive to Chicago. Yeah, but then you gonna be walking around the bike, because I ain't got home. Your wedding gonna be here.
My baby is not getting married. My baby is not getting married.
Oh, yeah? There you go again, popping off gas in front of this lovely young lady.
We're trying to have a meal. You want to
break
on the
gas. I hope your ass turned into a frog.
Hold the gas up in my ass.
Don't nobody want to hear your flatulence, please, clump. You're such a disgrace.
I stopped holding my gas a long time ago. You know that.
Please, you going to spoil the dinner to everybody.
Say one more word. Say one
look
more word.
Look at how y'all have influenced this baby.
Nighttime, walking in the street.
Listen, Carla. I want to apologize about my family back there. I think they got the wrong idea about things.
Oh, no, no. I should be the one to apologize. I'm so sorry if I seem distant tonight, but I still have Buddy on my mind.
You really care for Buddy, huh?
I don't know. I mean, on the outside, he seems so cocky and brash, but when I look in his eyes, I see kindness, I see warmth, and that's the side of Buddy I wanted to get to know. I just got way ahead of myself. Here I am talking your ear off once again about Buddy.
No, it's quite all right, really. Listen. Carla, don't you worry about Buddy. I'll find him for you.
Thank you, Sherman. Thank you for being such a good friend to me.
Good friend.
Carla kisses Clump on the cheek. He smiles and nods. Carla turns and goes up the steps to her apartment building's entrance. Clump stands at the bottom of the steps and watches her. He looks away sadly, then walks off. In the lab, Jason walks up to the printer in his white lab coat and tears off a sheet of paper as it prints. He sits down and works at a computer.
Professor?
Jason stands up.
Is that you?
I just finished the grant proposal.
He stops and stares at Buddy wearing Clump's clothes.
What's the matter with you? Never seen a brother wearing a circus tent before? Black man can't go camping?
No, wait a minute. You can't be you. We agreed that you wouldn't do this.
Someone has to tend to Chunky Butt's sex life. Chunky Butt is extremely horny. Excuse me.
But Professor Clump has got a meeting tonight with Harlan Hartley at the Ritz.
No, I'm gonna be at the Ritz tonight, but it will not be an interest of science. Pardon me.
No! I can't let you go. Professor! If you're in there and you can hear me, come out! Professor, listen to me. The testosterone levels are way too high. You can't control him.
Buddy pulls faces and twitches.
Jason!
What?
It's me, Sherman. I'm talking to you from deep down inside, Buddy Love. Listen to me closely. Go in the back room while I'm holding him and get the coagulant serum off the back shelf.
The storage closet?
Yes,
I got it.
Hurry. Right.
I got it.
We don't have much time. Let's move.
I got it.
Buddy locks him in.
Professor!
I have an appointment with Love. Good night, hamster boy.
At night, Carla lets herself into her apartment. She turns on the light, puts down her bag, and shuts the door. She stops and stares. The room is full of flowers, bunches of balloons, and a couple of teddy bears. Carla smiles. She opens a white envelope and takes out a card. She reads it.
Sorry I haven't phoned, but I haven't been myself lately. Join me for dinner, buddy love. P.S. I've enclosed a wallet-sized photo for your enjoyment.
A picture of Buddy grinning. Traffic moves past outside the Ritz. Inside.
Buddy, how can I stay mad at you? This is gorgeous.
Now you gorgeous and I'm gorgeous, so we should be in gorgeous around. Let me go get the room key.
Wait a minute, hold it. Buddy, I didn't say anything about going to any room with you. You said you were taking me to dinner.
What are you talking about? Oh, you think that, oh, my God. Hey, slow down. You are so nice. I just want to spend some time with you by ourselves. I don't want to be around all these strangers. I don't want to share you with these people. I want to eat alone, quiet. I would never disrespect you. I'm a puppy dog. Please, can I go get this room?
Yes?
Excuse me.
The viewer tied to his neck. He's probably dragged the car down. Miss Purdy?
Purdy!
Dean Richmond.
Have you seen Professor Clump? He's 40 minutes late for his meeting, and if Harlan Hartley walks out that door, $10 million goes with him.
Oh, Lord. I'm gonna have to lay down in front of his car.
Come on,
Buddy,
let's go.
No, you know Sherman's research. He's 40 minutes late for a meeting. Why don't you fill in for him?
No, it's a nice thought, but he'd have to know Sherman's research. He knows Sherman's research. You know Sherman's research? Who's he? Who are you?
You might say I'm a visiting professor who might be staying for a little while, and I do know Sherman's work. In fact, I am Sherman's work.
Buddy!
Do you think you can do Clump's job and help me crowbar that dough out of Hartley?
Hey, man, there's not a job on this planet I can't do twice as good as Sherman.
Good. Follow me.
All right, I'll go do this just because you asked me, not because of him. You just stay put. I've got to go be brilliant. It's your fine self. I bet you have on a thong made of licorice, don't you? Excuse me.
At Harlan's table.
Alrighty.
Well, this had better be Professor Clump.
Clump? That fraud, that hack, that no talent. No, sir, this is the man behind Clump's work, the real genius. I give you Professor Buddy Love.
All right, Professor Love, you have 1 minute to show me your research.
Oh, no, you got it backwards, Rockefeller. You have 1 minute to listen. May I borrow the sleeve?
What?
You haven't used it, have you? I don't want to get no boogers on my finger. Okay, here we go. 25 N times.
He writes an equation.
You have to excuse my handwriting. I'm in a bit of a rush, but you have a pleasant evening. Good night.
Professor Love, don't you think that Mr. Hartley would like to know what that means in lay terms?
Oh, you mean rich dummy terms. Yes. Okay, yeah, I'll break it down for all the rich dummies in the room. Listen up. If you're going to eat nasty stuff like this, I know it looks good and some of y'all like pork chop, but this greasy, nasty pork chop, do you realize that there's a gene in your DNA that routes this straight to your fat cells and it causes all sorts of unsightly conditions? Case in point, this woman is suffering from what I like to call jello arm. If you notice, the arm is taking on a gelatin sort of vibe and it's quite nasty. Now, to my left, this gentleman has turkey neck, and to my immediate left, this woman is suffering from what we like to call saddlebag syndrome. And to my extreme left, this young lady is suffering from what I like to call Tank ass.
Tank ass?
Oh, brother, please sit down. Not tonight. I'm your brother. I'm your brother. Like I was saying, everybody, where there's a will, there's a way, and there is a way we can turn these genes off. And I'm not talking about using exercise or diet. I'm talking about by taking a simple solution that helps reconstruct your metabolic cellular strands, thus giving you the appearance of, as they say in medical terms, gluteus minimus, or in layman's terms, an extremely tight, wonderful ass. Let's get a big round of applause for the woman with the nice ass, huh? Ass is so nice, don't you agree? She's worked so hard. Have a seat, have a seat. Who are these girls but you? Everyone has a nice ass at this table. Is this the nice ass section?
Where'd you find this man?
Harlan, it's an outrage. I assure you, he has no affiliation with this school.
He's brilliant.
Exactly my point. It's an outrage that his brilliance has no affiliation with this school. That's why I found him and brought him to your money. Attention. Brought him to your attention.
Buddy stands in reception.
My goodness, it is time to take my medication.
Professor! Hartley loved you. He's going to be at the alumni ball tomorrow night, and if you can prove to him the formula works, the $10 million is ours.
What makes you so sure that the money is ours instead of just being mine?
You're good, love, very good. Which brings me to my next question. How'd you like to fill in for Professor Klump on a more permanent basis?
You know, that's exactly what I had in mind.
He talked to me first.
Hey, I'm the one with the gluteus minimus. Will you guys just chill? He said he could handle all three of us. With a name like Buddy Love, I bet he can.
Carla overhears them.
Carla, are you ready to go upstairs? I guess not. Hey, well, hey, where you going? What's your problem?
They're my problem. You can handle all three of them, huh?
Well, I thought after dinner you might want to have a little group activity. I mean, after all, Buddy does have a lot of love to give.
Oh, you are one sick, twisted freak.
Oh, come on, Carla. What's the... Hey! Go on, leave! There's more titties over here anyway! Dang, I want them two titties. I have six titties, and I had two titties. Now I have six. That's multiplication.
Clump's apartment is packed with people. Buddy dances amongst them. One of the women carries Clump's TV dinners over to Buddy.
Woo! Get up! Yeah! This is what I call burning calories! Come on! Everybody burn this stuff up! Woo!
He throws them on the fire.
Hey, I'm going after Mr. Wilson downstairs! The roof! The roof! The roof is on fire! The roof! The roof! The roof is on fire!
The boxes of TV dinners burn in the fire. The fire's burnt out, and the charred boxes sit in the grate. Daytime.
Sherman!
Carla steps in through the open door. The living room's trashed, and the floor's littered with cans.
Sherman!
Three women sleep in a row in bed.
Sherman!
Clump lies on the end with them. The one nearest him puts her hand on his shoulder, and he stirs. Clump blinks rapidly as he opens his eyes. He looks at the woman beside him.
Sherman, is that you? Are you all right?
Oh, hi, Carla. Yeah.
Did you have a party last night?
Oh, no, my cleaning lady's sick, so I got to clean up myself.
I see. You sure she didn't die?
Look, I'm a little embarrassed about the way how my place is looking, so why don't I clean up and get back at you a little later?
No, Sherman, I need to talk to you now, and it's about Buddy.
He hasn't been misbehaving, has he?
He's an egotistical pig, and I wish I never met him. But Sherman, I owe you a very big apology.
You owe me an apology?
Yes. Last night, I was only trying to help. I insisted that Buddy Love speak to Harlan Hartley. He took all the credit for your research. Now, Dean Richmond, where's Buddy?
Carla looks at the three women.
Buddy came here? So what's this? You guys share girls?
Oh, no.
I guess I was next on the list.
Oh, no, Carla, you don't understand.
I cannot believe I came over here feeling sorry for you.
Carla, will you please just listen to me? I assure you it is not what it appears to be.
And you're no better than he is. You are just as sick as Buddy, and I don't want to see you or him again.
Carla, please just listen. Carla!
A note on the door.
Eviction notice? Violation of noise ordinance.
Professor?
We have to get to the lab right away.
Jason, whatever it is, we're going to have to wait until later.
No, that's the thing.
There isn't going to be a later.
In college.
Professor, what did you do last night?
Jason, I have such a bad hangover. I honestly do not remember.
Well, the good news is I'm not going to kill you. Physically, anyway. I am, however, going to kill you professionally. You see, Chubby, you're not only fired from this institution, but I'm going to make sure you never get hired by any of the college in the state, the country, the world, maybe even the universe. Unless, of course, they're looking for teachers on Planet Fat. Oh, by the way, Buddy Love is going to be using your invitation to the alumni ball, so show a little school spirit and see that he gets it. We're in the money.
Put that food down. They ate yesterday.
Nighttime. Klump watches TV at home.
And say, yes, I can. Say it again. Yes, I can. Yes.
He accidentally plays a video.
Hey, Chunky Draws. Hey, Tank Ass! What are you eating? Muffin, strudel, some shit? Put it down, let me talk to you for a second. Look, if you're receiving this message, that means that you probably went and plumped back up to your usual fat, sorry, stuff my face till I'm almost dead self. Is that what you did? Shame on you, Sherman! Do you know what you did last night? You had the time of your life last night! Do you know you can get arrested in 50 states for the shit you did just last night? Yes, you...
Two women go by.
Oh, my goodness.
You know what you need to do? You need to go down to the laboratory and mix you up another batch of this blue stuff. Come on back to the party, Sherman, because Carla doesn't want you. She wants me. Me, not you. So come join me, because you can't beat me. You can't beat me. You can't beat me.
Yes,
you
can't beat me. Yes, I can.
A cabinet full of blue formula. Klump opens it as Jason arrives.
Professor, I got your message. What's up?
Jason, I'm going to that alumni ball tonight, and I'm going to reclaim my life.
Yes! I'm so glad to hear you say that.
Get things straight with Miss Purdy, and I'm going to get that grant from Holland Harper.
Excellent.
Jason, we have seen the last of Buddy Love.
Klump pours one of the vials down the sink. Nighttime, outside a marquee with a banner on it for the 47th annual alumni ball. A band plays inside, and guests dance.
Horace, good to see you. The Jitterbug contest just started. I'm kidding, I'm kidding. Your table's upstairs. That's another joke. When did you marry Sharon Stone? Keep those legs crossed. Hartley, damn it. And where the hell is Buddy Love?
No sign of him yet, sir.
Right, here's an idea. Find him!
Yes, sir.
Harlan.
Well, Richmond, where's your Professor Buddy Love?
Oh, with you, it's always business. Let's get to know each other, man to man. Now, if our files are correct, you and your fabulous wife have a terrific daughter.
I'm divorced and my daughter is in rehab.
So you're saying our files are not correct?
Listen, you pompous butt kisser. I have a check in my pocket for $10 million, and your Buddy Love has till midnight to prove that formula works.
You'll be here, the formula works, and you have the check, really, on you now, because on behalf of... Which pocket? No, don't tell me. Let me smell it. Punch?
Oh, come on now. Look at this. I can't eat this. This stuff is too tiny. I can't get full off this mess.
Well, I think it's wonderful, all the precious little finger food.
Finger food? Look, I got a finger farm. I ain't paid no $100 ticket for no finger food. I can go down to Subway and get me a sandwich for $3. I got to pay $100 ticket for some finger food, hungry than I am. You must be crazy to think I'm going to eat this thing.
Please, you're getting on my damn nerves.
I'm hungry.
This Carla, I wonder if she's seen Sherman. Carla. Carla.
They hug.
Oh, you look fabulous.
Thank you, Mrs. Clark.
Have you seen Sherman?
Yeah, where's Sherman at? I ain't come out here paying no $100 ticket after suffer this alone.
Cletus, shut up, please.
Hey, that's strike two.
I don't think Sherman will be coming tonight.
Oh, yes, he is. Sherman called me and told me to make sure we was here because he got a big announcement to make or something. Somebody getting it all off his chest. Have you noticed this Sherman been acting kind of strange lately?
Sherman has definitely been acting strange lately.
I knew it. See, Cletus, I told you.
You really think I'll be listening to you? I ain't listening to you.
Well, Mrs. Klump, I hope you have a wonderful evening.
Oh, you do the same. Thank you so much. So precious. Look at your little purple dress. They're going to think we twins.
Mr. Klump.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Fabulous. You know, Cletus, I think something's going on between her and Sherman.
Yeah, you don't go get up in Sherman's business. That's Sherman's business.
That's my business. Sherman is my baby.
Sherman, 35 years old. What you talking
Cletus,
about?
I don't even want to hear it. Shut up, please.
Let me tell you, now that's strike three. Damn it. Don't you walk away from me, goddamn.
Hey, this is the last of it, Professor.
I tell you this, Jason. If I'm going to change my life, it's not going to come from some magic drink. Got to come from a lot of hard work and exercise and plenty of ease. Goodbye, Buddy Love. Hello, Mega Shake.
Klump drinks some of the shake and grimaces. He puts his hands to his throat and falls to the floor.
Professor?
The shake can's full of formula.
Oh. I lost 300 pounds in 30 seconds! Thanks, Mega Shake!
You tricked him!
Oh, you damn right, hamster boy. I knew Sherman was gonna go soft on me, and that can wreak havoc on a man's sex life. See, I've done some calculations of my own. If I drink 500 milliliters of formula, I have enough cellular stability to be rid of Sherman's ass forever.
No, you drink that much formula at one time, and it will kill you.
I drink it all at once, yes. But if I drink half now and half later, that's completely safe. And at midnight, I don't have to worry about turning into no pumpkin. Now, if you don't mind, I have a date at the alumni ball, and you have a date with Linoleum.
Who?
Buddy punches him. At the ball, Mrs. Klump's sitting with Carla.
No, 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 child. Not a wild party. Not Sherman. He's too shy for something like that. He hates parties. In fact, we tried to have a party for Sherman when he was 18 years old, and he's so shy, he didn't even show up.
Well, I must admit, it didn't seem like the Sherman I
know. Oh, no, not much. Maybe he loaned his house out to somebody or something when his buddies were throwing a party there.
Is that a test tube in my pocket, or am I just happy to see you?
How dare you!
Oh, you know you love it. I felt you percolate. Oh. Woo! Hey, thanks a lot, man. Thank you so much. What you serving there? This stuff is nasty. Y'all got to get some collard greens and some yams, some red beans and rice.
Somebody is
this
right.
This ain't no party. This ain't no ball. Y'all got to get y'all some peach cobbler up in here.
Slow. Where the hell have you been? I've been nursemaiding Hartley for 3 hours, and if I didn't need that money...
Shut up! Who you think you're talking to, Sherman Klump? Man, if you ever talk to me like that again, I'll kill you. And I don't mean that as a euphemism. I mean, I'm gonna literally kill you. I'm gonna strangle you and cut off your ass supply until you pass away. Now find a rich dummy and see the showtime. It's showtime, everybody! Showtime!
Harlan walks up to Richmond. Oh. At the lab, Jason gets to his feet and looks at a message on the computer screen with a flashing red warning. Testosterone percentage 60,000.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Jason runs through the lab. He grabs his bag and Klump's jacket, then runs out of the door.
That's enough out of you. That's it. You're the reason everybody falls asleep. Take a break, nigga, right? Take the Everly Brothers with you. Come on, get out of here. Look at everybody sleeping because of y'all. It's showtime! Woo! Now why are y'all looking at me like y'all don't know me? Y'all know me!
I don't know that fool.
How about now? You recognize me?
I don't know that fool.
Maybe it's because this morning I weighed 400 pounds. You should have seen me. Look at me now. You know how I did it? One sip!
I know why he like that, cause you drunk. Keep your home tell me to be quiet, he drunk.
I like to call it Buddy's Wonder Tonic.
Yeah, I know what Wonder Tonic you had.
Oh, right on schedule. Cellular destabilization due to arrive in exactly 3, 2, 1.
His stomach expands.
Ain't that a bitch?
What the hell?
Hey, Moneybags, you want a demonstration? Well, then feast your eyes on this.
Buddy drinks some of the formula, and his stomach and backside slim down again.
That's a hell of a trick.
Ladies and gentlemen, for my final demonstration, look out, David Copperfield. I'm about to make a 400-pound fat man disappear forever!
No! Wait! I cannot let you do this anymore! This has got to stop! This man is trying to kill Professor Sherman Klump!
That's it. I'm glad I brought my knife.
Mm-hmm, and I got my razor.
Hand over the vial now.
Oh, sure thing, hamster boy. But first, a short musical interlude.
He punches Jason.
Buddy, what has gotten into you and where is Sherman?
Sherman is gone. Disappeared. And that's a pretty good trick for a man with an ass as big as his. Oh, I'm late for an appointment. Ladies and gentlemen, say goodbye to Sherman Klump.
I hate being called hamster boy.
Jason punches Buddy.
You just don't know when to quit, do you?
Buddy pulls his arm back to punch Jason, and his hand and arm swell to Klump size.
It's too late, fat boy. It's over. Let go. Let go.
The hand grabs Buddy's throat.
Hey!
I give it up, fat boy. It's over.
It ain't over to the fat professor says.
Oh, let go of my hand, you fat mother.
Say one more word, buddy. I'll tear your arm off.
Time. Me. Take
nasty plunge!
Plump's face is back to normal. Buddy punches it.
We'll get the hell out of here in a second. It's okay.
Buddy holds up a vial of formula. Clump's fat hand grabs Buddy's thin hand and makes him drop the vial. Clump's foot stamps on it.
Sweet Jesus.
Sherman! Sherman, don't do this! You need me! No, I don't! You fat ass! Take a bell! Bluff a butt! Fell awake!
Somebody better call an exorcist!
Sherman! Sherman! You can't beat me!
This is some scary shit!
Clump's fist punches Buddy's face.
Yes, I can!
Buddy checks his watch.
Sherman, come back here!
What's happening to me? Everything's getting real dark! Oh, I feel real jiggly! I'm blubberfying! Sherman! You needed me, I thought you'd be confident! You needed me, Sherman! Sherman! No matter what! No matter what! You got to stretch!
Clump's whole jaw drops down. Mrs. Clump faints. Clump's body morphs in and out of being fat. The fat spreads on the floor.
Come on, I ain't gonna be picking your big ass up all night, Alan! Shit!
The fat stops moving around over Clump's body, and he returns to his usual overweight body size. Everybody stares.
Bobby Day.
Clump stands on stage and reaches in his jacket pocket. The guests all stand and watch. Clump puts his glasses on.
If you give me a moment, I believe I can try to explain. My research is, when I started out, I was wanting to help people. But I became desperate and selfish. What I did was wrong.
Carla watches him.
Buddy's who I thought the whole world wanted me to be. He's who I thought I wanted to be. And sometimes when you want something so, so bad, you do just about anything to get it.
Carla lowers her eyes. Clump nods.
But I learned one thing from Buddy. And I learned that life is not about being happy about how much you weigh, but just being happy with yourself. I'm terribly sorry about all this. I hope I haven't ruined everybody's evening. Please excuse me. I'm sorry.
He steps down off the stage, still wearing Buddy's shiny ripped jacket. The guests watch as he makes his way out. Carla looks round again. Clump walks away from the marquee.
Sherman! Sherman! Sherman, wait a minute!
He stops as Carla runs up to him.
Sherman, why did you lie to me? Why didn't you say anything?
I didn't think you'd have me. I mean, the fact of the matter is, I'm a big man. Now, I will lose weight, but I'm always gonna be big no matter what I do. So anybody I wind up with is just gonna have to accept me for who I am. And more important, I'm just gonna have to accept myself for who I am.
Carla smiles and shakes her head.
Sherman, I don't have a date tonight.
His eyes flit from side to side.
Would you like to dance with me?
Clump looks at Carla and smiles. She smiles back.
Professor? I thought you might need this.
Yeah, I guess I tore this one up, huh?
Guests dance on the floor in front of the band. Clump dances with Carla.
You know one thing I couldn't stand about that, Buddy?
What's that?
He was too damn scrawny.
No.
Okay, Professor! Looking good!
Have I mentioned we also have a terrific English department?
I'm giving him the grant.
What?
I hate to admit it, but you're absolutely right. He's a brilliant scientist and a gentleman as well.
Well,
I told you.
Will you shut up?
I'm fine with that.
Clump does some robotic dance moves.
Oh! Sherman!
How does it feel tonight? Come on, bump me.
He knocks Carla over.
Oh, my God. Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm sorry. You didn't hit yourself, did you?
They dance together again.
Yeah! Fabulous!
Clump dips Carla, and they both hold their arms out.
Hey! Hey!
Hercules breaks wind at the table.
Oh, my Lord!
I'm sorry, do that again.
Go on, Fox! I hope your asshole fall out.
I thought that I thought the colonic was a massage.
For all your research. And
what film is this?
Your research.
Get back in now. We ain't ready for you yet.
Now what are you saying?
Hold on, let me go deal with my girl. What's wrong with y'all?
Professor Clump, the cages, what happened?
They can't see me with your head there.
I made a fart last week. Smelled so bad it had a chain hanging from it.
Grandma laughs and puts down her fork. Clump's got a mouthful of food. He pretends to be asleep and laughs, spitting ice cream down his sweater.
I seen Sherman get so hungry once when he was young, he beat up a grown man.
I'm sorry. I'm freaking out over here because Eddie's over here saying some wild crap.
Hey, little Hercules.
Hercules keeps laughing.
Come on, Clady, come on. Nah, okay, come on. Come on, Clady, come on. Come on, Clady. Come on. Come on, Clady. Come on. Come on, Clady. No, come on, come on. Nah, okay, come on, come on. Come on, come on, let's do this. Let's do this.
End credits. Chief Lighting Technicians, Mike G. Moyer, Don Nygren. Assistant Chief Lighting Technicians, Richard Hartley, David Burnett. Set Designers, James F. Clater Sr., Yvonne Garnier-Hackle, Don Snyder. Assistant Props, Michael Carrillo, Mike Cunningham, Drew Petrotta. Special Makeup Effects Assistants, David Leroy Anderson, Tony G. Fat Suit, Claire Mannion, Jana Crawford, Sally Ray, Maria Sundin. Costume Supervisors, Loring Spicer, Chick Generelli. Location Manager, Arlene Cahilla. Assistant Location Manager, David Thornsbury, Jeremy Alter.
Welcome to your education.
Casting Assistant, Renton Kirk. Casting Administrator, Terry L. Lamfers. Extras Casting Coordinator, Eddie Smith. Set Production Assistants, Carlos De La Torre, Sammy Kasim, Wayne Witherspoon, Micheline Mundo, Elliot Durant III, Shari Hengar. Catering, Home on the Range. Craft Service, John Starr, Christopher Starr. Re-recorded at Universal Studios Sound Facility. Supervising Sound Editor, Michael Hilkeen. Dialogue Editors, Ed Callahan, Simon Koch, Jeffrey Rosen. Music Editors, Jeff Carson, J.J. George. Orchestrators, David Newman, Zandy Janko. Visual Effects Supervisor, Matt Beck. Digital Supervisor, Edson Williams. Visual Effects Coordinator, R. Scott Shields. Digital Compositor, Andy Harris.
DC with a go-go. Production coordinator, Tamara Nobles. Editor, Josh Margolis. Assistant editor, Robert Yano. Songs, Macho Man, Super Bad, I Got You, I Feel Good, This Is How We Do It, Something for the Honey, Emotionally in Love, Bounce to This, Close the Door, I'm So Excited, Boys Will Be Boys, Homework, Sexy and a Mother, Forget It, Strokin', In the Mood, Little Brown Jug, Lovin' You. Production services provided by Michael Production Contractors Australia. Manager, Kamisha Corporation. Animal action was monitored by the American Humane Association. No animal was harmed in the making of this film. The characters and events depicted in this photoplay are fictitious. Any similarity to actual persons, living or dead, is purely coincidental.